Well, apparently, if your scrambled eggs don't come out tasting like the way they do at your favorite diner, you could be making as many as 9 mistakes when you're making scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs aren't that easy to make.
I don't think they're terribly difficult.
They're not
though.
Terribly difficult, but there is a certain finesse to them.
Here's a few things you might be doing wrong. You could be cooking them too hot. You could be cooking them too long. You're not using fresh eggs. You're not stirring enough. Or you're adding milk. Those are some things that you could be doing wrong in making your scrambled eggs.
I'm going to have to practice. Saturday night, there's a casino in Cincinnati. They announced a man named Kevin Lewis just won $1 million giveaway. Kevin was at the casino at the time, signed some papers, and got the money just like that. Woo-poo, millionaire.
Like that, yes.
But right after he did, the casino realized that he was the wrong Kevin Lewis.
Not according to him. He's the right Kevin Lewis.
He's the right Kevin Lewis, but not the Kevin Lewis that was supposed to be in the drawing.
Okay.
But they're letting that Kevin Lewis keep the money, and they're also giving $1 million to the right Kevin Lewis.
That's a pretty stand-up thing for that casino to do.
I think so, and yes. I mean, not often the casinos are doing stand-up things.
They're giving away $2 million right. instead of the $1 million they thought they were going to give away. Well, no matter what Michelle Obama tries to tell you, sometimes it pays to be a little heavier. 21-year-old man in England loses control of his car, ends up wrapping it around a tree, but survived. 250 pounds. Because of his size, they say he was thrown backwards through the driver's seat, landed in the back seat. So he just walked away with a broken arm and a few bruises.
Whew, lucky guy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Last week, a police officer named Tyler York, he was eating lunch at the Paris Coffee Shop in Fort Worth, Texas. Only had time for a quick lunch, so he was just shoveling down his beef tips and rice. He started choking. Waiter tried to give him the Heimlich, but didn't really know how. Fortunately, the owner of the restaurant was right there, Mike Smith. He's owned the Paris Coffee Shop for almost 5 decades, and he did know how to do the Heimlich. So he jumped in and saved York's life. Friday, the Fort Worth Police Department gave Mike a plaque for the restaurant, commending him for saving an officer's life.
You ever done the Heimlich maneuver on somebody?
No, I'd probably end up making it worse than making it better.
I actually had to do it once for my daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to. Yes, I can imagine.
It worked. I'm not sure if it was my technique or what, but somehow it works.
Well, that's good.
Well, when it comes to dating, people who own dogs act like dogs, and people who own cats apparently act like cats. A new survey found that dog owners more likely to spend the night on a first date and more likely to date a friend. Cat owners, well, they'll spend less money on dates, and they're more aloof, apparently.
You have a dog and a cat.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun to date? Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.